Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM+.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 160. Today, we are a bit of a skeleton crew on account of the case race. Chicago will not be joining today. We have a crew of myself, Clemmer, Tommy, and Marty Mush. And today, we are debating what everyday things should be in the Olympics. So we'll say non-Olympic-ish events. You know what I mean? It's kind of like hard to define here because there's some things where like it requires some sort of athleticism to a degree, but it's mostly like non-athletic-ish.
Everyday life activities.
Yeah, that should be in the Olympics or could be interesting at least to watch in the Olympics. But before we get to that, let's talk about game time. The big game is coming up. Don't forget the verbiage because that's something we can never forget here. Don't actually say the word. You can get tickets to the big game right now in Phoenix, Arizona, right? Or no, New Orleans. New Orleans. I always say Phoenix. That's like my default. Damn it, big game city. I just said it. It's the default city for that. You can get tickets to it in 605 Row 20, $6,356. If you're a big Eagles or Chiefs fan, that sounds probably great to you. The big game is here, and there's no better time to go out and take some games with the help of Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You know how much we love Game Time? Now with the brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it easier than ever to watch a game. Game Time filters their picks filter out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on seats so that you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Philly is looking to knock off Kansas City and New Orleans, and you can get your tickets with Game Time. So just pull up your chosen event, turn on Game Time Picks settings at the top of the screen, or browse for the best local Game Time Picks and deals near you on the Game Time app homepage. So what are you waiting for? We're going to go buy those big game tickets now with Game Time Picks. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time, download the app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create account and redeem code BRACKEDT for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time.
The Jets ever made the big game, I would easily drop $6,000 on.
To go to the Jets?
Yes. I'm sure it'd be probably better more than that, though, because every other Jets fan had the same thought process.
Yeah. We're out of the ads, so I think we could say Super Bowl now. I think I would, I'm trying to think of how much I would pay to see. What if they were playing a team where they had, like, no chance?
I just, Jets have made a Super Bowl in my lifetime. I would just go.
Tom, we have two. I don't need to go.
Yeah. No, you guys are good.
Two? You guys have been to four.
No, two for
five,
us.
Five in my lifetime. Yeah,
but two that we've played.
Two for us.
There was one in my lifetime, and I was 1 year old for it, not a fan of football yet, and the Chargers got smoked by the 49ers.
The worst Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life.
It was like I don't even know what it was, like 39 to 7 or something.
No, it was
something.
More than that. No, it was like
worse as 40s.
Do you guys remember the Kerry Collins one? You're too young for that, huh?
It's crazy. I don't remember. I know of it, but
really?
I don't remember.
That's wild.
Yeah.
They were like, is this crazy? Because I was in the...
They're like 6 years old.
Time works.
Yeah,
I was four.
I know. I was an adult. Yeah, like, it's just like, six. It's just crazy to think that... Yeah. I'm not controlling you. This is weird.
Yep. Yeah. Me being six and you being an adult is scary.
I was 21.
When I was six.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's what I mean. Like, sometimes I forget. Scary. I'm like, that's fucking wild.
Yeah. All right, so our first match of the day, we're saying mostly generally non-athletic things that should be in the Olympics. First matchup is number 12 seed, poker, which I think would be interesting in that. And also, I was asking Nate about this earlier, like who would win in an Olympics in poker, because I don't know what this sort of like spread is for nationalities as far as like poker talent. It's basically us, Germany, maybe Canada, and then like China. And then like there's really not
say,
like, a big
China's
game.
Really good.
They're just big into gambling.
I could see Russia being good too.
Yeah, they could be up there. Although they gambled
what, you
in the Donbass.
Rounders?
That's definitely, like, that's definitely a massive part of his
thought. When I think poker, I just think Russians. You know, they're always bluffing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're scary.
Yeah.
And poker is going up against the number 5 seed, which I love. Somebody submitted. Lawn mowing. So mowing the perfect lawn, perfect lines.
Easy.
Yeah, see, like, we already have a World Series of poker. The lawn mowing,
I
actually do think it would be pretty cool. Even if it wasn't teams, it's like you actually just have World Series of poker in the Olympics and you have Americans.
I think you're
everything.
Right.
Like,
I don't think you're wrong at all. Yeah. But lawn mowing, though, I've never really seen competitive lawn mowing, have I?
I've said that tirelessly that I am one of the best lawnmowers out there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mixtape used to be, that's how we figure out Dana, you know, Yeah. First time he's ever done it. But like my line, I used to do designs in my backyard.
Oh shit!
I was so into lawn.
You could do designs. Yeah. What kind of designs?
I would do like the Yankees symbol once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. And that was with like a push mower. Now, yeah, I know. I'm talented at the lawn mowing.
Now, which region do you think would be the most talented at the lawn mowing Olympics?
I think Long Island. Apparently.
No. I'm not talking about the in countries.
I wonder.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out. Throwing the idea. Oh.
Americans.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're implying.
In the Americas. definitely would come from the Americas.
My younger brother's a landscaper, and he is fucking good.
But imagine this, though. Imagine you have, not just lawn mowing, but like a landscaping Olympics, where it's like you have the lawnmower, then it's a relay race, goes to the edger, then goes to the blower, and then to the bagging. The bagging of leaves and shit would be that'd be electric. We should do that ourselves.
I also just like the idea of like the judges are just like, what's the perfect lawn?
Yeah,
you know, it's like they judge whatever the perfect dive is. Like that's somewhat subjective. Yeah. Like,
but there are measurements that they use. Like, is it, how is the grass cut? Is it even? Things like that.
I also feel like it would be oddly satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Like there'd be something about it. Like it'd be really just interesting to watch how carefully they manicure it.
Yes.
Well, there's Kirk's old producer Gus would do a lawnmower simulator on his computer. And he says it's very relaxing. He does it at night.
I can see that.
That's insane. Because we used to, on our stream, we would do power washing.
He does that. Awesome. That's what he does too. Yeah. Maybe I think he does lawn mowing too, but he definitely does the power washing.
Let me tell you, power, it gets boring. I get it. Because it's just like it gets off the dirt and you feel like, I feel accomplished.
Yes.
But lawn mowing itself is very soothing. You put music on and mm-hmm. just like you're in your own thoughts and you see the lines
getting
you just made.
Clean,
you're like, wow.
It's almost like if you're giving someone like a haircut or something. Like, I don't want to explain it, but like that
feeling. I love watching haircuts. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, he loves.
I love watching
haircuts. You have a bunch of haircuts?
He does love watching
haircuts. Like on YouTube? Videos. Somebody else getting a haircut?
Yeah. It's really satisfying. ASMR haircuts.
I like to watch a salon.
That's where it's at.
Why? Yeah, it's much more relaxed.
Because all the women are just talking shit about all the things. And it's not like. I'm not like, it's kind of fun. Barbershops are like more like, I'm like scared to go into. I'm not cool enough to be at some of them.
No, definitely. Actually, my main haircutter is a Dominican guy, and he makes me feel very cool when I go there.
Yeah. Mine now does not speak to me, and it's the best relationship.
Perfect. That I would like.
Yeah.
So we'll start with you, Marty. Poker versus lawn mowing.
I'm going lawn mowing. Lawn mowing is, I think both are actually really good ideas, but I'm going to go lawn mowing.
Lawn mowing?
Easily lawn mowing. Yeah, I mean, you know, I know it's not in the Olympics, but if you want to watch people from all over the world play poker competitively, you've got the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
You do, but at the same time, I feel like it would be so much more fun to root for like America to take all the money from China.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
True.
Like that's
some tariffs.
No, it definitely would be.
Yeah.
But I'm still going lawn mowing.
Like that would be like watching, especially they're taking down the scaffolding outside of the Barstool office.
Taking it down to take it
like 10 feet
back up, probably put it back up like a month later.
Yeah, a month later. The scaffolding went up when we moved in early 2019, and it has not come down since. It has been 6 straight years. Full scaffolding, they're finally taking it down, maybe. But I think it'd be cool, like watching especially a personality in poker, like Phil Hellmuth, or like one of like the like
Barstool Nate.
Barstool Mintz.
Nate winning a gold medal.
Naming a gold medal. biting it next to like Granu and like all these other like
Nate winning a gold medal and Dave not caring.
Dave would not care at all. Oh, shit. But I think if I was going to picture like one of these to be in the Olympics, it would definitely be poker. Like, that seems like it would be a much more fun thing, but I would rather watch the lawn mowing, so I would do a vote lawn mowing.
I'd like to see both these in the Olympics, actually. I'm not really an Olympic guy, but these would both strike my fancy, but I'm going to go lawn mowing as well.
Lawn mowing, going to move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the number 13 seed. The 4 seed is Magic, which we talked a little bit ahead of time. I do think that in like a subjective judging of Magic would be very interesting to watch, because like when you watch something like Oz the Mentalist, or you watch like the dudes even on like X Factor or whatever, they do shit you could never, like, how do you do that?
Yeah,
how do you do that?
Oz the Mentalist needs to be like burned at the stake.
Where's he at?
The Mentalist, I know everybody, and I almost feel like we've had this exact debate before on the bracket, because I remember me and Clemmer having this debate. Yes. So I don't want to rehash it. I'm pretty sure Oz the Mentalist has actual superpowers. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's the one that's been gifted real powers.
And this is what he does with his
Clemmer
powers.
Obviously hates the Oz, right?
I don't know. I mean,
he just like,
I can see it, but when he does that,
Clemmer's the guy watching Magic, be like, wow.
No. I've gone to Magic shows in the city. This like
yeah,
the, like Magic was done really well. It's cool. I like Magic. the idea that you think that he has superpowers is very dumb.
I think there's a chance.
This is a little different, where it's like, why did, like, when Joe Burrow threw the ball to someone at that one's the one that gets me. When he said
everything, he predicts the exact score that people had.
I don't like that.
Calling people in their contacts, he might have something.
But you think this is what he chooses to do with his powers?
What else would you do?
Not tell anyone, just be really rich.
How though?
How? He is really rich.
No, but you'd be like insanely rich. You'd like. If you could predict or knew what people were thinking, you could use that to your advantage. I think better way than
maybe
being
he is on,
like,
the side.
I don't know if you can.
Being on Hard Knocks.
I think it'd be harder to. The way he's doing it is way. Because we're dumb people. Like, I think it's way easier to take our money of, like, being how. Like, he thinks
he's
a superhero.
He thinks it's a real.
Exactly. He took a moron thinking that he has superpowers. Right. Whereas trying to do it with, like, smart people, it might not work.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm just saying he's an idiot for thinking that he has superpowers.
No,
I'm not willing to die on that hill. If it came out Oz the Mentalist had some sort of superpower, I'd say, yeah, that checks out.
yeah.
I wonder how it would work. Would it be like a Ryder Cup? Like, we get to pick four magicians and, like, anyone else?
Good luck taking down Oz the Mentalist. Well, he'd be the Michael fucking Phelps.
First, by the way, I just looked up. He's Israeli and American. So he could play for
us. We got to get him on our side.
But if we had, like, him, Chris Angel, and, like, David Blaine on a team.
Let's say we got Blaine.
Yeah, we get all three of those. Like, I don't know who beats. I don't know. Is there a French magician that can even come?
I bet the
to
French
that?
Have some sneaky devils.
Yeah,
very possible. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. This is one that I spoke to submit, and I think it's kind of there's something to it. Just naming athletes. We talk a lot about guys just sitting in a circle naming athletes forever. Something we can all do. Yeah. I don't know how you would do it, but if you're like, hey, name like keep naming athletes that were active in 2002, like, and just keep going and keep going and keep going until someone gets eliminated. I think there'd be something there.
That sounds kind of dreadful.
Compared to Magic, it's kind of a tough matchup, but that's why one's.
But
the
also, then is it like, you know, if we're going against India, like, do they have a professional cricket player that they could pull out of
that? Yeah, they're not going to see.
And if we're doing professional American sports, I mean, then it's a fucking blow.
I think you'd literally have to do the name game of any name, anyone that's professional athlete in any
and a live
in
fact any sport. Check. That would suck.
Yeah,
that would be horrible to watch.
Yeah.
Like, well,
I mean, we do it with my friends.
Rich Aurelia. All right, great. It's like, I don't want to watch that for fucking 5 hours.
I think we should do.
It's more fun to do than to watch. That's
correct.
For sure.
Yeah. We should live stream us all doing a name game until everyone's out.
Everyone would be tuning out within like 5 minutes. Of
yes,
we've done worse streams.
Fair. Clemmer.
Magic. Like, this is like the other one is something I wouldn't even want to be in the Olympics. Something I wouldn't want to watch ever. Mm. It sounds like a punishment. The Magic sounds very cool.
I like the Magic too, and the idea of, like, again, like, our top magicians all, like, coming together with a routine, like, that could be one of the coolest things I've ever seen in your shot. Like, if Chris Angel can make the Statue of Liberty disappear,
yes,
like, what the fuck can all three of them do?
Yeah,
so I'm going Magic.
Yeah, Magic, easy.
Yeah, three.
Magic. See Oz on the grand stage.
Magic, yeah, Magic. I also, when I watch Magic, and I know it's most of the time nothing's going on in my brain, I wipe it clean. Mm. I just let it engulf me. Of like. They're incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't want to try and figure it out because I hate people that try and figure it out in every way. I have one card trick.
Same.
It's the best
card trick
of all time. And I have one kid still texting me being like, I go any party I go to, he does it.
Oh.
And because I only told him.
Oh. All right.
Mm-hmm. And I like telling everyone else. Cause I'll tell you after.
Yeah.
Do we have a deck of cards? Maybe
sure
we'll find it later. So either way, Magic's going to move on. Now we have the number 9 seed versus the number 8 seed. One of them is Tommy's, the number 8 seed, which is going to sleep really fast. Who could go to sleep the fastest?
Who could fall asleep the fastest? I'd be bad at this.
I guess you put like a strobe on them, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's technology to know if someone's efficient.
Oh, yeah. There is. There's sleep studies done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe when you achieve REM.
Exactly, yeah. So it'd be like once you enter REM sleep, like you're in the lead. But that would be incredible to watch.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know who would be the best.
I don't know, like, can you have a live crowd? Like, do you have a ruckus crowd, make it harder?
Be, like,
or do you have dead silence?
No. I think you're in a stadium.
True, but maybe the crowd treats it like tennis, where they're respectful.
Very respectful.
And they're like, no, you might get a heckler or two, but for the most part, they're like, oh.
Yeah, like they're watching the brainwaves on the big screen go down. Like,
there could also be different type of, like, sleep, like, fastest sleeper. How loud it is, and people are still like actually in sleep, like something like that.
How long they could stay asleep,
yeah.
But then, like, you just got like deaf people doing it.
Yeah, I guess.
No, that's the Special Olympics.
Yeah, that should have the go to sleep part of the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So going to
sleep. He'd be really good at it, but their times would exceed the regular Olympics, though.
Yeah.
In particular.
Yeah, deaf people must sleep like babies.
That's
how
true.
Do they wake up? How do they have an alarm?
Blind people too.
Maybe you could do like a put your phone on vibrate.
I mean, I'll be honest.
Blind people probably actually sleep bad because, well, I guess this isn't true, but I always thought for a while that blind people like Daredevil all had heightened other senses.
Yeah, another sense.
I think they do.
They might,
not to Daredevil's level, but if they they do have better hearing, that would be annoying. It'd be harder to sleep like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's see. Characters.
But the depth. Oh, they must have the most peaceful night's sleep of all
part
time.
Part of sleeping is like when it gets dark. Like you just close your eyes. It's good. And that relaxes me. But if it's like, if you have like complete blindness and it's always dark, then like.
But also, if it's always quiet in your ears, it doesn't. You might not. Because sometimes when it's too quiet, I don't like to sleep. Mm-hmm. I need a little noise.
Yeah, I need white noise.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Elderly people with hearing loss, as of right now, slept better and woke up more refreshed than their younger individuals with hearing loss. So that's just old, though.
Wake up without alarms. I'll be at home. Like if I'm, I'll say what time I want to get up. Mm-hmm. I wake up around.
I've had it very similar. I think the Arrested Development, George Michael's internal body clock, is like perfect. Like I feel like that happens to me too.
I only do that when I need to get up for something. I get like for an early flight. But I think it's only happening because I'm not sleeping very well.
Because that's why you're up so early. Because you're not in REM at all.
Right. Exactly.
You're just like I know I have to get up.
But if I'm actually like really sleeping, I need an alarm. I'm fucked.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
So going to sleep is going up against the number 9 seed, another one that was submitted a lot. And I don't know, you couldn't be, it physically could never be in the Olympics. But like the thought of it, like the race would be very interesting. Just cranking off. Who would be able to jizz the quickest under pressure?
No.
I have no idea.
Horrible.
That's horrible.
Again, could never be.
What?
Could never.
And winning is coming first.
Then if it's a race and you're under pressure and you have a crowd on you, like
I do not want to watch that.
I would never watch it. I'm saying as far as like a competition.
I feel like you put this in yourself.
I swear to God, I promise.
Special.
I promise. I would watch it. And I'm in the Olympics.
You want to watch some like two pump chump? Like, oh, wow, great.
That would be, if you saw someone literally go boop, boop, and jizz came out, you'd be like, that's, how did that
work? I would think that guy sucks.
No, I would not.
Yeah, no.
That would be insanely impressive.
No.
No.
It would be.
Do you think there's anyone in the world that can do that? Like, do you just sit there?
Probably.
Yeah.
Two strokes, jizz comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure people can make themselves come with their minds.
No fucking.
I bet there's
without touching?
There. Yeah, I bet people can do that.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Now that I might watch.
You want to watch
who can make themselves come the quickest with no touch?
With no touching?
That I might be. That I might tune in for.
Two guys sitting like Indian style. Just
I'd rather watch someone take the biggest shit ever than watch someone jack off.
Hey, hold on to that one.
Oh, that's a thing?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. And like, I don't want to watch either thing, but I'd rather watch someone like have like competitive shitting than competitive jacking off. Jacking off is gross.
But it's obviously gross. But
well,
like,
you put it on this fucking list of
16
things.
I think it'd be physically impressive to see someone be able to do that. Like,
I'd rather see someone shit.
I remember I saw this clip once a while back on this site. It used to be like porn bloopers. I forget what the site was called.
Porn bloopers?
Yeah.
What?
The Kenjack web history must be a sick,
scary,
fucking
scary
place.
It was really...
What happened to the guy in the tit? Like, what is it?
It's much fun. No, don't be crude. There's this one guy, is a male porn star. I think his name is Rocco Siffredi, and he's it's Rocco Siffredi. And he, they got to a money shot scene, and he came, but she fucked up like the thing, like she basically made him miss. And then he's like, oh, fuck, just sit there. And then he just like sits there and goes, and then he just came right out again. And I was like, how do you? That's not physically possible.
I'm just gonna vote for napping and move on.
Sleeping.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
That's if you had the worst, like if this rag was the worst Olympic event, I would have the jacking off thing in there. That's horrible.
I'm just saying it's physically impressive. That's all I'm saying.
That's the worst thing you've ever said in this show.
That's I can tell you that's not true. so anyway, going to sleep is going to move on. Now we have our 16 seed chain game. Decent amount of chain options this one. Tommy, I think you submitted this one. Speed reading.
Yeah.
Like you let them speed read and then they have to test it.
I don't know how
after.
You test it, but I'm just I don't believe in speed readers.
Ask some questions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fair. Easy enough. A new book, so no one's ever read it before. Right. Boom, speed read it. Hey, you have answer a 5 questions.
Yeah. Speed reading, I think, is a farce. I don't believe in speed reading. I don't know how it's fucking humanly possible. And if it is possible, it's the most impressive thing of all time.
Mm. I agree with you. I don't believe it.
I believe it.
How?
People can just interpret information fast.
Some people have photographic memories and stuff.
I think they
you interpret words. Information faster than a stupid person, so why couldn't a really smart person interpret it faster than you?
I guess, but I mean, 300 pages you can get done in 2 minutes?
That's crazy.
That's just, come on, yeah, no.
But I'd like to see that Olympic event.
Yeah.
The test after, yeah, and I don't even think it would have to be a book. It would just be like a series of sentences written by impartial judges, you know what I mean? Like a bunch of words, whatever. But yeah, I think that could be interesting. Jenga. One that we've done here with Stool Streams. Like competitive Jenga, I think could be...
That was fun to play.
Yeah, that was very fun to play. Cooking, which... I thought about it first, and I was like, that feels kind of boring. But at the same time, I love those shows like Cutthroat Kitchen and Chopped and like all those things.
Yeah.
Me too.
Seeing Ireland's coming in last.
England is probably... Well, England, Ireland, and I'm trying to think of who would come after that. But yeah, we would probably win, I would assume. Cooking, right?
Italy would and France would be up
but
there.
But if it was Italian cooking or French cooking, America has everything.
No, but I think we'd have to. That's true.
If it was like I'm assuming they eat like a random
the Japanese.
Draw. Yeah, Japanese would probably. Be. But again, does a Japanese guy know how to make like fucking like bratwurst? I don't know.
I don't think it's that hard to make bratwurst.
I think it's much harder than you're giving it credit for.
The way you cook, too, the fact you just said that is so funny.
And I have a pretty minimal cooking.
He
I know how to cook meat.
You literally just said I. It's too complicated to cook sides.
Yeah, like I know I'll like I'm actually gonna make myself a steak tonight.
I could
do that on a pan somewhat easily, but the idea of having to time that up with cauliflower or something
just make rice. I mean, that's easy.
Yeah,
I like rice.
It's a little overwhelming for me.
Rice
is very
easy. You throw it in a rice cooker, you're done.
No, or you can even do it with a pan or a pot. Rice is very easy.
He's not gonna do it.
I have cauliflower theory. Put in the microwave.
So that's the you're worried about putting in cauliflower rice in the microwave
and timing it up. I don't want anything to get cold.
You're fucking crazy.
It's just for you.
Yeah, well, I don't want cold food.
You want to make it nice.
You just reheat, just put the steak back on the pan for 2 seconds.
Or put it in your oven when you're done.
Once that steak is off the pan, you let it sit.
Take it off the pan. You put it in tinfoil.
Get all the juices.
You are for an Italian man. You're a terrible cook, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Should you embrace your heritage more, maybe?
If I wanted to, I'm sure I could figure it out, but it's a waste of time. Yeah.
Waste of time.
Waste of time. Why is it waste of time? Make a nice meal for yourself. It's a waste of money to keep eating out.
Yo-yos are on here, too. Yo-yos, if you ever see, professional yo-yoers, I don't know how the fuck they do what they do. I don't know how you turn it into a routine, but it is. I'm assuming you guys have not, or some of you have not seen it. You've seen it, Marty.
Clips, yeah.
I've seen
it. Not the ones that are, attached to the thing. The one where it's, you know what I'm saying? It's, the thing that's not attached to the string. And they fling it in the air and they catch
that
it.
It's
fucking nuts. Memory games, Tommy, you had.
Could be cool. I guess a little similar to speed reading, but you put up 20 tiles.
Yeah.
And
Beyblades.
Beyblades was also somebody didn't mention.
That's a good one.
What's that?
You ever played Beyblades?
There's is there skill involved in that really though?
Middle school, it's like a thing you
rip it and
rip
the
it and they fight each other.
No. It's like spinning tops. It's like dreidel. You would love it. It's you throw them on a big arena and they just fight each other until they knock each other over. Halo 3 also someone included. I think I like that. They had a Halo 3 tournament between the best gamers from each country.
I know a lot of people would love that. I just don't. I can't find. I this whole streaming thing is the biggest thing in the world right now. I cannot.
I've
understand
never been a video game
why
person.
Watching someone play a video game. Makes people excited.
You wouldn't get excited though if it was America versus South Korea, who's the best at gaming in the finals of Halo Championship.
That would be interesting because you're almost watching a war.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's interesting for sure. I just cannot get my tried because I feel left out of these streamers and I'm just oh, he's really good at this game.
I mean, you could just say video games, but I feel like the idea of it being
Halo 3 would be
a war game. Yeah, Call of Duty or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like Halo is the most. Proliferated in the other thing. If we're doing StarCraft, we're just going to get wiped by other countries, but this one would be good. And then Beyblades we'll throw in there. So the full options are speed reading, Jenga, cooking, yo-yo, memory games, Halo 3, and Beyblades. Start with you, Marty.
I'm going to go with... Honestly, I think you sold me on the Halo thing. I'm going to go Halo. Because memory doesn't impress me. Because if you have a really good... it's just it's given to you.
Some if you have like really a photographic memory, yeah, then it feels like
when Survivor happens, like, yeah, Will Compton's good at memory because he had to memorize a whole playbook. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
like,
still impressive.
No, yeah. It's impressive, but I don't think like some people just have really good memories.
Some
people
good well, you could argue too. Some people are just good at anything.
Will, yes. Again, Will Compton, not the best athlete, but he became one.
No, you know like I mean? A lot of Olympic athletes have.
Yeah, genetically predisposed.
Yeah, but I'd be like, oh, I'm not watching like the NFL. All these guys are really good.
No,
at football.
That's completely different. Memory is boring.
That's a different argument.
No, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, memory is just boring to me where it's like, yeah, you remember it. Good for you.
I do feel like photographic memory people are like, it's either you have it or you don't. So like if it could almost be, I think, a lot of ties if it's photographic
memory. Yeah, you'd have to have like 20 tiles, 50 tiles, 100 tiles.
But if you did the speed reading thing, though, then you could like time how fast to read the book in order to fast into the questions first.
Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah, I was going to memory. I think I was sold on Halo as well. I don't like playing video games, but the idea of like watching a virtual war between countries got me going.
You Whether have to it's, be god awful at video games.
Yeah, bad. Especially like those war games. But yeah, the idea of like, wow, I'm watching a fucking war between US and Russia and China and like a Call of Duty map, like that would be exhilarating.
We're cheering on America and it's like fucking, I don't know, like Ninja and like all of our like phase whatever best streaming guys on the planet like all fighting against like those like whatever Korean
that's not really fair to the other countries like because we have a bigger like so if you're in like Guatemala you have no chance of winning the Olympics
tough shit, so, Guatemala.
They have tough chance of winning like any event in the Olympics because they have fewer people you know what I mean
like it's such a disadvantage though if, like you
but then doesn't shouldn't China have the biggest advantage in the planet
yes
at everything ever like you know what I mean and we still smoke them
that's actually true.
We have the most.
You're really, but this is a whole army as opposed to like being good at like baseball. Like it's different.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? It's not an actual army.
I know, but like you are getting. Let's like so if you're playing Halo, I assume you're getting the Chinese army.
But why would you have the Chinese army? What are you talking about?
What?
Do you know what Halo is?
No.
Well, how are you making arguments?
I thought it was a war between countries.
You're not.
Oh, all right.
No.
No, it's a video game.
Fucking I know guy. It's a video game. I don't know what it is.
Let's just say there's two sides in Halo. What are the two sides? I don't know. Fuck
it. Oh, like just like random sides?
Right. Okay, but you're just like, oh, the Americans are playing as
the American
this side.
Players.
The Chinese are playing
I assume it's
this.
Like Risk, where you like, oh, that's
no,
the
no, 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 okay. No.
I love that you just assumed something.
Well, I used educational assumption based on the discussion that's happening here. No?
It's like
everyone gets a country and everyone's like...
No, I would just say like watching...
That was the Olympic countries.
I understand now, yeah. But I didn't know.
Halo takes place in the future. There's no divided countries. Yeah. But yeah, there's a.
He said Call of Duty. That's real countries.
Yeah, but it's okay. So either way, Halo. I'm gonna pick Halo 2. Like the thought of that is very. It's exhilarating. The thought of rooting on the United States in that.
It's gonna lose. I would say speed reading is more interesting.
It is pretty fascinating. So, but either way, Halo is gonna move on up against our number one seed, which is. There's just like variations of this were submitted in a bunch of different ways. Just grocery bag carrying. Who can carry the most? In one physical handful from one end to the other.
It sounds like we're getting at the dad Olympics we're getting.
Very
at,
similar.
Right? Lawn mowing.
Like lawn mowing.
Yeah.
They're the ones we're most interested in.
No, it is.
What can fat American dads do? Yeah.
What can a non-athletic dad do? But grocery bag carrying, it was submitted the most in certain variations of the, or the other. So, Clemmer, the Halo tournament champions, so to speak, are the grocery bags.
I think the grocery bag is more... fair to kind of what we're doing here in a bracket. I think you probably can watch a Halo tournament if you'd like to somewhere online, I'm guessing.
For sure, yeah. You could. And I don't think there's a grocery... There's guys' grocery games, but I don't think that has anything to do with...
No.
Yeah. Between these two, I think I would actually prefer to watch the more I've talked myself into the Halo thing. So I would go with that. But I do think the grocery thing, like the... I don't know how you would do it, like, because you need bags that could hold, like, tons of weight. And we'd have like strong men doing it. I also don't think
they have to pack it themselves too.
I don't.
No, I think they should be able to pack it themselves.
Oh, yeah. So like if the bag rips, then it's
then you're
disqualified.
Right. That's part of it.
Yeah.
I think it's like you gotta. It's weight of how much shit can you get from one point to another. You could pack the bags however you want and carry it.
Yeah.
Can you choose paper or plastic, or is that done for you?
I think you all get the
plastic
same bags.
The
you probably all get plastic. Yeah.
All plastic, and you have to put it in the trunk as well, because that's a big thing as well. You're trying to get all of them. You have to know which ones are in the front. So if you want heavier ones kind of first, you're ready to go.
The wear and tear of putting in
a lot
the trunk.
Yeah.
Their strategy, too, to the pack.
And opening the door with all of it as
well. Yeah, that's true.
How do you open the door with it?
You have to open the door and put it on a table or something. I'm talking myself back into it. But Tom,
I think I talked myself into it. The grocery packing Olympics.
Grocery. More grocery. Relatable as well. So as a kid, when my mom came home for groceries, it was like, oh, God. And then you have to go outside and you're just like,
just pulling as many as you can. I would have like marks on my arm from the bags.
And then she's like, can you help me put it away?
Oh no.
Try to run away. Don't mow on the ground.
Yes. I would say, oh, I think I have one more bag. And then just stand outside for like 10 minutes.
That's crazy. You might as well help her put it away.
I kind of like putting away groceries. I've been getting into grocery shopping the last few weeks.
It's different now. I like knowing where I have my places, but as a kid, I didn't give a fuck.
Also, because like we bought it, now we're more like, my item. Like, I gotta put that away. Which I think I would do the same thing if I like asked my mom to buy something for me at the grocery store. I would make sure I grab that item and put it somewhere where my brothers couldn't get it. That was immediate.
Yeah, because I would always like put toothpaste in some of the Oreos for my brother, so that would always make sure those and stuff. That
poor guy.
He got fucked with bad.
Before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's talk about BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. Every January brings you 365 blank pages waiting to be filled. In 2025, make sure you're ready for a plot twist, or maybe there's part of your story that you've been waiting to revise, anything like that. Life isn't about resolutions that fade by February. It's about picking up the pen and becoming the author of your own life. Think of therapy as an editorial partner, helping you write new chapters and create a meaningful story that you deserve to live. I used BetterHelp over the course of COVID when I couldn't physically get to my therapist, and it was amazing. I ended up sticking with it past that. It's great service. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of over 30,000 credentialed therapists over a wide range of specialties. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Shout out to BetterHelp. All right, on the other side of the bracket, we have the number 11 versus the number 6 seed. The 11 seed I really, really like, and Clemmer submitted it. Vision. So a vision thing, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure if this is what you're thinking, like they're reading it and you're slowly putting it back and changing it,
Or even like crazy things, like you got to try to spot things in the woods from far away or all sorts of like.
There's probably all different challenges.
Yeah. Maybe test color vision, it tests like distance vision, all sorts of vision stuff you could have.
I think that is incredible. Really? I don't even know like how, like are the people that are better disposed, like obviously you need perfect vision, but like are the people that have like extra perfect plus vision or something?
I wonder. I just think of myself because like my vision was really good in my 20s and now
There could also be like the, like who could see like when you're looking straight.
Peripheral?
Yeah, peripheral
Who is the best? Would be really that's good too.
Read this in their peripheral vision, like they'll have like a tracker on your eye to make sure you're staring forward. I really like that one. And that's going up against the number 60, talking about the dad ones. Furniture assembly. Who can assemble a piece of furniture the fastest? We kind of did this with the man thing a while back.
You did.
Smashed it. But yeah, furniture assembly versus the vision test. Start with you, Clemmer.
I just like the vision one because it's something we all do. That's what I was trying to think of, like stuff that like anyone does. We all do in theory. It's not blind people, but
yeah. If you're blind or deaf or anything else, mute, you're kind of fucked in most of these situations, I would say. Yeah.
Although, I would say, maybe something you're better at it, though, too.
Yeah.
But this one, not the case. So maybe deaf people would be really good at it because their senses are heightened.
We did dispel that pretty earlier. I feel like that's a myth. That's
I don't think it is for blind people with the hearing because you need your hearing to be able to, like, you really need to have, it's all you have.
Yeah. So one for the vision. So Tommy, this one is a vision, like a vision Olympic test. Like, so like,
the letters,
like it goes back and back and back.
Or even like saying, if you see like animal in the woods or like things far away, how do you spot different colors?
Peripheral vision, like
I like that. Just the eye chart.
Yeah, that too. I think just doing that and it going back like a bullseye almost. You know
see
I mean?
How far? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going up against a furniture assembly, another dad-ish one. Who can assemble whatever the vision fastest. One. Yeah, I'm going with the vision one as
vision,
well.
Vision, easy.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy one for me. So the vision test is moving on. Now we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is parallel parking. I like this one a lot. Because parallel parking, and then the cars get closer each round. Like that's cool. The gap you need to fit into gets a little bit smaller as you go. You
only get one try as well.
No rear view cameras. You're just doing full analog in the same car. I really, really, I really like that one. And there are certain people that are like incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I was picking up Rhea yesterday from the gym, and she I was waiting, and I watched this lady parallel park, and she hit the car three times. I videotaped it.
God.
I videotaped it. I have it on my phone. It's like crazy. She just kept hitting it, and she got out and didn't give a fuck. And I'm just like,
respect.
You could, people could just be hitting your car all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you have no idea.
It's like just tapping, but she fucking smashed it like three times. It was crazy.
And that's going up against, parallel park is going up against number 14 seed, Untangling Things. So you just get a big mess of wires, headphones.
That's a satisfying.
Fucking Christmas lights, whatever, and you got to untangle it, whoever can untangle it the faster. This one's tougher because I feel like certain people, like not all tangles are created equal. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know how you would be able to do that.
Fairly. Yeah.
Like maybe just like the they get laid out the same, and then the guy tosses it the same number of times until it gets tangled, and it's whatever's whatever. So the parallel parking versus Untangling Things. Start with you, Marty.
Parallel parking, because then people could do some tricks too.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like just like
you see in the movies, they're like,
yeah. Some guy like that, definitely parallel parking. Because also untangling really frustrates me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my most hated things in the world is untangling things. So I'm going parallel parking.
I'm going parallel park. Or sorry, Tommy, go ahead.
This is tough. I'm not super big on. No surprise, I am not a parallel parker.
Wow.
Honestly, I actually was a point I was pretty good at it. Well, decently good at it during driver's ed because we would go over it. But I was, you know, a little nervous going into my driver's test for it. But too much snow on the ground, then after parallel park.
Nice. Oh, lucky. Test. Lucky.
It's huge.
Honestly, bad for all. Bad for you.
Yeah, bad for us.
Great for still passed my driver's test.
Now I'll parallel park and like say I mess up the first time. Rio will look at me and goes, "Want me to do it?" And then it's like, just a motherfucker.
Yeah, if you ask, like, I know there was a method, and, like, you know, you line up your driver's wheel with the other driver's wheel. That's about as much as I remember. If you ask me now, the parallel park would be an issue.
Well, all the new cars have the cameras now, so it just makes it too easy.
I still don't know if I would know which way to put the wheel. So I'm going to go with, but I'll go with parallel parking. It could be cool to watch.
I would go parallel parking too, especially because if you like that last round, it coming down to the cars being like just basically the car with the part. Like I don't even know how.
And whatever, there's a sensor if you hit it.
Yeah. I mean, when you mean cars, it'd be like, I'm assuming like a barrier.
Yeah, have cars.
No, you got to be cars.
Yeah, have an Olympics, have cars.
I meant you're driving the car. I'm saying.
I know, but still have cars there you have to avoid.
All right.
I think we're thinking small here. I think there should be a whole driving Olympics.
Driving would be incredible.
You have to go to speed limit. You have to like all the kind of things.
Going the speed limit seems reasonable. Like easy.
How long can you go without going even a mile over?
Oh, like the movie Speed almost?
Yeah.
Like, except you can't go over margin?
You can't go under, you can't go over. You have to go exactly. Or like anything. Or just like, I think there's so many driving things that we do every day that
Even the parking one, normal parking.
Parking.
Spot, pulling in left. I have a difficult time parking right or
like
left.
Pulling in left?
Yeah, I think it's left that I struggle more.
Pulling in left.
Really,
is,
I think right is harder.
I don't think I
need to get behind the wheel.
Sometimes parking garages are real tough too.
I hate parking garages, dude.
God.
Oh my goodness.
In the city, they're brutal.
It's
like
so
you have
small.
No margin for error.
I think because right, you're like further away.
But that's why you take a bigger loop.
Yeah, usually you're going.
Yeah, but it's just harder to like. I don't know.
Yeah. No,
left
I see what you're saying.
Feels right.
So left feels right
for once.
Oh, okay. All right. Kamar, are you going with the parallel park too?
Yeah. Totally.
Parallel parking is going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is stopping the microwave before the beep. That's actually, I feel like a lot of guys think they're really good at it. And
I guess.
That's easy.
Just wait till it gets down to one.
Yeah.
This isn't
unless you go down to the nanosecond, then
that would be
honestly, you know what would be good? I don't know if it's on here, but similar vein, gas pump.
Hold on to that one.
Okay.
Yeah. That is even better than the microwave.
And that's going up against number 7 seed. One that someone submitted, I think, is actually pretty interesting because people do this. You ever see like when they have those competitions where like everyone has to touch a car or something, and the last person that is off
we
wins
did
the
with
car?
An oiled up Glenny during Barstool Idol.
Yeah, like a competition of that vein with like what I don't even know how you would do. Like, who's the best sort of athlete for that? You have to be an endurance athlete, but like, is the best like fucking?
I think it's mental.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But that's I'm saying it's got
how
it
long
would be hard
about eating or drinking like and just like hold on to something.
Who's the best that can stand in one?
Go to the bathroom in yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be. You just start it at, like, the opening ceremony
exactly.
And see how long it goes.
It goes through the entire thing.
You can build a massive fucking thing so you have every country with one person.
But yes. You wouldn't lie. Yeah. You have to drink water. Like, people just die or drop out or pass out.
Yeah,
you can have water.
I think you can
have water. Are you allowed to have that?
I think you can have water and eat
keep
it. It's just a
water. You allow them to eat food?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're wearing some sort of glove with a sensor, like, you know. That,
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're allowed. So how do they, what about peeing and pooping?
That you got to figure out.
Yeah, oh. I think that's part of it. Maybe wear a diaper.
Get a bucket.
I'd pee on bucket. The other contestants.
Mm, I think you get DQ'd free. Immediately for that.
Yeah.
Try to win.
So I'm assuming that the touch car is going to beat out the stopping the microwave based on that reaction. But I do think stopping on the nanosecond is harder than.
Yeah, but if the gas pumps on here, I'd rather do that.
I also don't think it's that. I don't want to watch that. So you just open a microwave door.
No, you stuck.
I mean, do you want to watch people just stand there with their hands?
I think I'd be more interested in that. Like,
you would check in.
Yeah. Like, I would actually would, like, late at night, I would totally have that on, for sure.
So are you going
to. Maybe you start to, like, you start to like the other contestants. Like, oh, I'm rooting for this guy, rooting for that guy.
So you're going with touching the car.
Oh, now. By a mile.
I would go with touching the car, too. I do think that'd be really funny.
My thing is lame.
I wonder how, if it went all the way to the. Because how long does the Olympics typically. Or do the Olympics typically last? A
couple of weeks.
Two to three weeks?
Yeah, maybe.
I was going to say longer.
Yes, no. So. Sounds long days, as you right? think, yeah.
Something right. like that. But yeah, I think I would go for a touch in the car, Tommy.
Yeah, touch.
Touch in the car?
Yeah, touch in the car.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
Touching the car, going to move on. Next, we have the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed chain game. We'll do the 15 seed chain game first. Hide and seek, the first option. I do think that could be very fun as long as we have to do the same course for each round. And I don't know, like it maybe just be like a woods. You know what I mean? Like, you just throw in a big force and, like, go hide. Like,
I think it's got to be one-on-one, too.
Yeah, and you're wearing the same thing. Everyone has to wear the same
whatever. Anybody find you, I catch, or I got to tag you?
Just fine.
I think find.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd have to be a very big area and timed.
Yeah.
So hide and seek, hot dog eating, which we would just win. We would smoke Joey Chestnut.
I put that on there literally because I was eating, like, that's a USA gold medal.
It'd be us in Japan maybe, and we would still smoke them. Like, it'd be a massacre, but I'd still like to watch. Roast battles, someone put. I don't know how that works just with the language barriers.
Yeah.
But it was submitted, and I was like, I do like the idea of, like, imagine, like, Roan having to rap against, like, England's best rap. I think that would be cool. But at the same time, like, again, the language thing really fucks that up. Changing a diaper was submitted a lot. A lot of parents, I think, are very interested to see who could change the diaper the fastest. I don't think it would make for an electric television. Non-lethal duels, I do like. So, like, a gun duel, but it's like you're not shooting a real bullet. Like, they're doing the Old West or whatever. Like, you walk 10 paces, turn and shoot. I do think that could be really cool. And then extreme mini golf, because I don't think the best golfers would be involved. Like you know, you're not having fucking Rory do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have, like, that. He doesn't have the same skill set as the best mini golfer in the world. And I also have no idea who would win that. Mm. I have no clue who the best mini golfers in the world are. So we'll say hide and seek, hot dog eating, roast battles, changing a diaper, non-lethal duels, or extreme mini golf. Clemmer.
Hmm. Competitive eating makes the most sense, but I don't know. I kind of want to see people play mini golf. I don't know. Would I get bored after a while? I don't know.
I think that would get less boring than hide and seek.
I think so, too.
Extreme mini golf.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, one for extreme mini golf. Again, the competitive eating, like you're saying, it makes sense. We would just win, though. Like,
for now, but then eventually the countries would catch up.
When Joe Chestnut retires, like, it would...
But other countries find a way, like, you know. Might take 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy, though. How long has it been going on for now? The 4th of July?
I don't know. Yeah, a long time.
The 4th of July thing, and Joey Chestnut's been the best for how
I know. He's just keeps breaking his own record.
How is there not one person even coming? Like, I know Kobayashi was, like, at that time, but then he's beat the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. How is there not one person?
I'd like to see somebody, like, come along and beat Joey Chestnut.
We need competition.
He needs a rival.
Yes. Yeah. That's why Kobayashi was the best.
I bet he wants one.
Yeah,
he definitely does.
If you're him, wouldn't you want one?
Yeah.
Yes. And we need, it's just crazy. It's been 20 years. We still haven't had one person come close.
How old is he now?
He's got to be 40 something. Yeah.
Right? Let's see. How long can he do it for?
I don't think he's slowing down. He does, like,
keeps doing,
like,
better,
the week. 41, he's younger than you.
But the thing is, the week after, he's doing chicken wing ones and he's doing pierogies the next week. Like, he just goes to. He goes, like, halftime shows and just eats.
He should, like, devote his body to science when he dies. Like, what gives you
this He's power? A guy that will live till he's, like, 100, too. Like, he's most probably unhealthy guy. But he goes to, we did the dozen once. He was in Thailand. detoxing.
Yeah.
So like he's just like he goes to Thailand for like months after
and just like doesn't eat. I think
he
just fasts.
Yeah, I think he fasts for like a while.
You think that would shrink your stomach, make it harder to compete?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Joey has the record at 76 hot dog eaten. He also has 75. He also has 74. He also has 72, 71, 70, 69, 68, 66.
But it's in a really short time, right?
63, 62, and then 62 is the only one where anyone has also on the line. It's Matt Stoney, who I've seen in YouTube videos of him before. And then again, after him, it's Joey Chestnut, Joey Chestnut, Joey Chestnut.
Poor Matt Stoney. I mean, imagine if Joey Chestnut was ever born.
Yeah. Guy's a king of the fucking planet.
And we'd be like, wow, that's so many hot dogs.
I know.
That's insane. Wow, 62 hot dogs. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, congrats to Matt Stoney. Yeah. 62.
Only 62. So you were going with the extreme mini golf. Between these, the non-lethal duels or the extreme mini golf, I think, are the two I would want. Because the duels would be really cool. It's just like, what is that, paintball? Is that airsoft? Not as fun as an actual duel. Like,
yeah,
I think
it's real or get the fuck out.
No. Yeah, so I would go with mini golf. And like,
I'd watch a real duel, I think. Yeah, then I would be sad.
Yeah. To our credit, too, our mini golf thing was exciting.
Yes.
Like, so yeah, and if it was like actually very, like, very good
super
people.
Super talented, yeah.
Yeah.
With crazy courses.
And the course would be insane.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like they'd be doing this insane geometry to it. Like, yeah, I'm going with the mini golf, Tommy.
Mini golf, easy.
Mini golf,
they should
easy.
Just actually add that.
Yeah, mini golf, I'm assuming.
Or there should be like at least a mini golf league in the U.S.
For like professional, I would definitely. If it was crazy courses you've never seen in your life, like no idea how they do this, yes, I would absolutely tune in. Your mini golf as well.
Yep.
So mini golf is going up against the number two seed. You mentioned it, Tommy. Stopping a gas pump on an exact number. I do think there is another thing where I think enough people could be good at it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so – I try all the time. Mm. But I mean, I haven't in a while because it's illegal in New Jersey to probably own gifts. But it's truly – do you guys always leave it on like an even or odd number? Or do you not care?
What do you mean?
Like every time I do it, I have to end on a – like I'll keep pumping until it gets to an even number.
I usually just pumps until it's full. I don't think I
know. No, I do too, but I just keep pumping. Like I keep pressing it till the price gets to
it. Do you ever have like the thing overflowing?
Yeah. Of course. Sometimes I keep getting even numbers.
You're part of your business.
I keep getting odd numbers. I've also one time I've seen a guy literally drive away with the thing in his car.
Does
still
it pop
in the hole
off?
And it popped off and he was drove away. I didn't see him come back. He drove away with it in his
car. This happens in the movie Garden State, but you don't see it happen. You just see like the aftermath. Does the handle and the hose just like what
just goes with him?
Yeah.
And like it, because it did stop, like the gas didn't come fly out because it did stop already.
Yeah,
but it just flew out and it whipped away like that piece whips out on his car and just drove away.
Imagine what he must have when he got home.
How stupid can I get it? I can see it. I don't know. I actually don't know. I could see like the gas cap being open. Sure, you know that happens once in a while, but it's stuck in there. It's crazy.
I'm actually kind of surprised it doesn't happen more often.
I feel like he must have run in to get something.
Just distracted.
Yeah, I mean, I can't talk. I've always said the story where I'd smoked once and we were went to Taco Bell, ordered. Paid and left.
Yeah.
And I went home, sat down the couch, fuck? And was like, fuck. And never went back. Never went back.
You ever do the thing where like you leave something like you put on the top of your car and you just drive away and let it fall?
Yeah. That's like a drink or something.
You broke my favorite like sippy cup as a kid that way.
Tommy sippy cup, RIP. So now we have the gas pump is going up against extreme mini golf.
That's a good matchup.
Marty?
I think I'm going to go mini golf still. I like the – I think the numbers thing I would like, and then I'd be like, all right. We got it. Mini golf, there's so many different courses you can have each time. And someone choking, like not being able to get in the clown's mouth one day as gets silver is kind of funny.
You know what else I just thought of? But I saw this TikTok of this guy putting a key perfectly in a door.
Without like touching an edge,
there's this like nothing. Let me find this TikTok and I could send it to you. You put it in. It's like the most impressive thing I've literally ever seen.
But it has to touch the pins. How does it not make like a noise? Or it has to make a noise.
No, it.
Maybe you have like sensors on the edge where
it would be like Operation.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Where like you press the engine, it buzzes. Ooh, that does sound actually.
I don't want to watch that though.
Yeah, this video.
Put a key in the door.
I still, no matter what, I would be voting for mini golf, by the way, because mini golf extreme.
I'm voting for the gas thing. I think like the crowd roar when you get it exact, I think would be
like the 180 in darts.
Yeah.
I think the mini golf, like, imagine a hole in one of the most insane.
I think the hole in one roar would be even bigger. I'm with mini golf as well. I don't want to watch people pump gas for hours.
Oh, I got it.
I don't know if anyone cares, but I'm on an undefeated streak of putting my key in my door lock really good. Like, watch this. I do this daily.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, no, that is very impressive.
It's impressive. It's
pretty good.
That is very impressive.
To you.
Yeah, either way, mini golf is going to move on.
It's almost like that lock. I've seen a lot of keys, though, maybe, you know?
That's the Bonnie Blue of before we get to the playoffs, let's talk about Rocket Money. Starting a new year is the perfect time to get organized, set goals, and prioritize what matters most for us. The top priority is financial wellness, which feels more important than ever. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. See all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel, which is very helpful, by the way, from experience. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan the bills to find opportunities to save, and then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with customer service that you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/bracket today. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket, rocketmoney.com/bracket. All right, playoffs. First up, we have the number 4 seed Magic versus number 5 seed Lawn Mowing. Very good matchup. Let's start with you, Clemmer. Which one do you think would be a better Olympic sport?
Sanctity of the bracket here. I'm going to go with lawnmower. I think Magic is almost like too professional.
What do you mean?
Like it's too much of like a theatrics than it is like athletic.
So prowess. But what's the thing where they do all the dances in the water? Like
synchronized swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that argument is somewhat fair, but I feel like it's even more theatrical with the Magic. I just don't think Magic and Olympics.
They have like floor routine. They have like there's things.
Yeah,
that
they're things. Running around. They're being athletic. There's nothing really athletic about me. Penn and Teller were magicians. Like,
that's
and
true.
Very good ones.
It's very true.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna choose Magic.
One for lawn mowing. I think lawnmower as far as like.
You think lawnmowers aren't very athletic either? But I just feel like it's more to the what we're doing.
It could be more artistic and like it would be more interesting to see, but like I don't know how you judge. I feel like the Magic would be more entertaining.
By far the Magic more entertaining, but I think for what we're doing here, I think the lawn mowing is the better option. But it's close.
I think I'll go with Magic. I think seeing the world's best magicians all in one place competing against each other to make the best trick, especially with movies like The Prestige, mm-hmm. like imagining that, except it's every country going up against each other. That sounds incredible. So,
or the Illusionist.
They're much better. The Illusionist, yeah, than for The Prestige. Tommy.
I'm going to go lawn. Now, like, in a vacuum, I'd rather watch someone do magic
yes.
tricks than mow their lawn. Mm-hmm. But for the sanctity, like, of these Olympics, I do. Yeah, it's all, yeah, lawn mowing.
Lawn mowing?
Lawn mowing. That's going to be a tough one to beat for me.
Yeah, you are. I didn't know you were big into lawn mowing like that.
Oh, yeah. I miss it.
Yeah, me too. Every
mowing your lawn, then jumping in the pool, my God.
Every now and then when I'm at my in-laws, I'm like, you need a mow?
And
like
really?
I crave those menial like those tasks
because
I don't do them anymore. So like I would go home and like power wash their patio and like do like that shit. And I'm like I just want to do it again.
My house had like a hill, so it was a little bit of a workout as well. Mm. So it's kind of nice. Enjoy it. Yeah. I don't like edging though.
Nah, edging is
edging, like,
too hard.
I get nervous. Yeah, let me come. Like hit a rock or something.
Yeah, that too. With the weed whacker. Scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
So lawn mowing is move on. Now we're going to have the number 1 seed versus the number 8 seed. The 1 seed is the grocery bag Olympic we were talking about. We're clarifying it as you every contestant gets a giant pile of groceries. They can pick out as much as they think they can carry. And then I'm thinking it gets judged when you get back as far as like if anything rips, you're getting points off. If you carry more, you get more points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's up to your discretion as the athlete. So the grocery haul versus going to sleep as fast as you can, the REM sleep competition, like you were saying. Start with you, Marty.
I'm going to go with the bagging. I find that very – because even when you drive in the car, you got to make sure none of it falls down. You got to place it perfectly. There's a lot of things that you could do with it, so I'm going to go with the bagging.
One for the bagging.
I'm going with the sleeping. I just think the crowd at factor – maybe it's just because I don't fall asleep that fast, and I'm just impressed by people who can fall asleep really fast. But they'd be able to shut your brain off and fall asleep that quickly would be wild to watch.
Mm. So 1-1 right now. I think I would go for. This is tough because I think the going to sleep one could get old fast, and the grocery one would keep being entertaining across rounds, especially because like you'd be essentially trying to like, as you got deeper into the rounds, you're upping the amount of groceries you're taking, adding more risk, and like. I don't know. I think the grocery one, there's more legs to.
But you could have like the Usain Bolts of sleepers. Like you could have a time where it's like, holy fuck.
No one could ever beat that.
Top that guy. He fell asleep in 7 seconds.
They like drug test him.
You
could
just hit him with the grocery. You have like this guy lifted 280 pounds of groceries. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with the groceries. I like the strategy involved with the groceries.
So groceries is going to.
Each level could get heavier.
Heavier, yeah. Maybe you add more glass items or whatever.
You get less bags.
Yep.
You could
I like that. Yeah. There's a lot you could do with it.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, you have a certain amount of bags, you could double bag if you want, but then you lose a bag and amount of stuff you can bring. Like you could.
Yeah. If you could put some strategy into it too.
That. Imagine if you're almost there and the bag rips. And you're like, yeah. No!
You're opening the door and it gets snagged on the thing.
Of that. Oh my god. Yeah. Slow mo.
Oh my.
Orange juice falls out the bottom.
Yeah. Fuck. So the grocery game is going to be against the lawn one. We really narrowed in on the dad thing here. Let's start with you, Clemmer.
What, grocery bagging versus the lawnmower?
Lawnmower, yeah.
Is this the championship?
Is to go into the finals.
Because I know...
I think...
There's one guy here that I want to ask to do this.
This is very...
split this vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is very Pat? Close.
Yeah. Pat? Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we split.
I'm going to go with lawnmower here, but it's very close, and I'm not decisive.
I think
I would like to see both these things in the Olympics.
Yeah. I think between these two, the more we talk about these two events, the more I'm into the grocery one. So I'm going to go with the grocery one.
I'm going lawnmower.
It also would be pretty good to see, like, a bodybuilder do it against some old dad, like some dad that's just really good at it no matter what.
Yeah. Like some fucking...
I bet the bodybuilders eventually would take the sport over, though.
I think they would. I think I don't know.
Their
your muscles might be too big to put like aren't there like skinny guys. You could get a lot of bags over your arms to hold it like this. Imagine how big fucking like imagine a rock's forearms trying to get into that. Mm-hmm. Might break a bag.
You're putting more strain on it.
Can't break a bag.
So we're two for lawn mowing, Marty.
Yeah, I'm splitting it.
You're splitting it to the grocery game.
I want to get him.
Let's go get Pat.
Is he here?
Yeah,
I saw him earlier. Perfect. You got him?
I just watched episode one, by the way.
All right.
All right, Pat, here. Clemmer, let him grab your mic real quick. All right, so it's a pretty by-the-numbers question. Which one of these things do you think that you would rather watch in, like, an Olympic-level competition, us versus the rest of the world sort of thing? The first one is carrying groceries in. Who can carry the most groceries in? We're saying it's like a competition where you essentially get handed, like, you get a giant pile of groceries. You can take as much as you want or as little as you want, and you'll get point graded system. If you feel like the bag breaks, you lose points. It's a whole fucking thing, big thing. And as the rounds,
you gotta get it there without spilling it.
You gotta get it there without spilling. You gotta get through a door onto a table without spilling.
Figured
it.
That out.
Yeah.
Pat, you show up.
I'm on top of my game.
And that's going up against lawn mowing. So, like, basically mowing the perfect lawn, doing the edges, doing like your shrubs.
They have judges, like they judge, you know, the perfect dye.
Pat, are you before you answer? Are you good at any of these?
Yeah, I do. I do the shopping in my house, and I used to mow the lawn. Now I use a landscape.
Of course, but do you try and bring in a lot of bags when you get home?
Yes,
or?
I do.
I feel like you think you're getting interrogated right now.
No more plastic bags in New York, though.
That's
thanks,
true.
Libs.
We said this game, reusable.
Do you have to? Do you make your kids come out and say, "Hey, I'm home. Get the bags."
Yes, I do.
Yep.
Yeah. We're saying plastic, so like, because we want them to be able to tear, and like that way you could lose it. These grocery games we're saying versus lawn mowing. Which one of these things would you rather watch in like a competition setting? Us versus the world.
The grocery game.
Grocery game. All right. Grocery game. Besides, with me and Mush. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Really appreciate it.
So we might need you again soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Very possible. So groceries are going to move into the final.
Door.
Yeah. Groceries are going to move into the finals. Now on the other side, we have the number 3 seed versus the number 6 seed.
How old do you think Pat is? Anyone know?
Uh-huh. I think he's about, I would say he's about 52.
I would have guessed like roughly the same.
Because he has, I know he has a kid like in college, I think.
So either way, on the other side we have,
You're so right though, sorry, that he literally, he answers questions like you're like interviewing for murder.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes, I was there. Yes, yeah. I did. Right. It's
like, I do bring the groceries in. Yes. Yeah.
Not to my recollection. But actually, before I forget, before we do this out of the plus, let's talk about our last sponsor of the day, DraftKings. In this ad, we can say Super Bowl because I guess they're a partner. This ain't the little itty-bitty teeny bowl. It's the Super Bowl. Get in the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 59. Scoring touchdowns is the key to hoisting the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and you have the shot to score big by betting on them on the DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready for your first bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score six. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app and make your picks. Make your pick. I almost said it's pick six. Who is it that said run the pick six play? Was it fucking Waltz said that, right?
Yeah,
run the pick six play. New DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for new customers to earn or to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 only in the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. I made a lot of money on the last Super Bowl just betting on the Chiefs and Travis Kelce. That was like the most easy bets I've ever made in my entire
Chiefs,
life.
Chiefs.
That's going to be such a fucking easy one. What's the deal with the Pro Bowl this year? Where even is
flag football in Florida?
Drake May is in this Pro Bowl. Yes. So, what is the matter?
I mean, like, well, Mac Jones was in it like 2 years ago, right?
Tyler Huntley was in it.
Used to mean something
when it was in like Hawaii and like.
All I think it's never meant anything.
It's never meant less than it is right now.
Ocho Cinco would play, and they play like they would tackle. They would play football.
Sean now Taylor like now crushed a guy. Do you remember
fucking
that?
Flag football?
I think they should just give it up.
Yeah. I think so too.
You've got enough going for you.
You know what's crazy? It still gets better TV ratings than a lot of other sports programs.
Oh, I'm sure it gets better than like some of the bowl games. Like because
you're sitting there on Sunday and
football
just nothing.
This whole
college
football.
Basketball is down. NBA is barely playing. You're like, yeah, I might as well see them throw a ball into a fucking target.
Yeah, I don't think I watched any of it from last year at all. I don't think I watched.
I don't think I watched a Pro Bowl in 10 years.
Yeah,
or more.
Me either.
I watched when.
But it is. I'll say it is more interesting now with the events and not the pro. Like the
game. Yeah, maybe I'll tune in.
Yeah, the game.
I think we just convinced ourselves
that
to
was
watch
so easy.
Not to the game, but to the events.
Yeah, the events I think are better than like the long throw or target. I think that's way better than very lame games.
The fact that it's after the season hurts.
Yeah,
it's got to be something else to do.
Yeah. So now we have parallel parking versus the vision test, which Clemmer had brought up. Marty, you're first.
This is a tough one. I think the vision one is pretty. I'm gonna go with vision because imagine some guy sees like a letter from 2 miles away.
Yeah,
and it's like wow, it'd be pretty cool.
I'm trying to think of the max someone can ever possibly like 50 yards. Like, what's the max you could physically read something?
Do you like long?
I guess we're gonna find out.
Yeah, we'll find
like
out one day.
You think someone a football field can like?
Oh my
there's
god,
no way.
No.
There's no way.
Read that. Maybe. That last line? That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
that'd be the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Like, I think the max you could probably do is like 50 yards, and it'd have to be big letters.
It's crazy we don't have like a snipers competition either.
They have like skeet shooting or what do you call it? What's the thing where
part
you shoot?
Part of the, triath
in winter.
Biath is it?
But like, what's like? Isn't that was a Chris Kyle or whatever could do it from so far away? Like
yeah,
if you put cans somewhere. It'd be so cool to see that.
Like an actual sniper competition would be really cool. I think like the BB shit and like that's like the Turkish dude with like the air rifle. Like that's not as cool.
Yeah, no, I need the full on sniper.
Well, like you can't even tell they shot the gun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's crazy. So one for the vision test, Tommy.
I'm gonna go with the parallel parking. Actually, I think that could be exciting. As close as they get. Rerouting strategy. I'll go with the parallel parking.
I think I'm with you because I think that like, and I would expand it and like Clemmer was saying into being like almost a stunt driving thing where it's like a full driving competition, not like NASCAR or whatever. Like you have to do crazy shit. Like you have to do like some insane, like, you know, where like you're driving really fast one way and they turn and start driving the other way. Like that shit. That I think would be really cool to watch. So I'd go with parallel parking, Clemmer.
I'm going to go with vision.
Going to go with vision. Whew. Should we bring in Pat for this one or should we flip a coin for this one? I'm not sure
for this one. Yeah, I can't explain the scene.
Yeah,
thing
yeah.
To he would definitely.
We could just call someone random.
Call who are you gonna call?
I don't know.
All right, everyone, go on your phone.
Yeah.
And just scroll, and if it's someone
this is an Oz the Mentalist trick.
If it's someone that you feel comfortable calling, what you call them.
So then I feel, who the fuck is this?
Three, guy? Two, five, four, three, two, one. Actually,
Dante the Don.
I landed on Dan. He's busy right now.
I landed on Vibs.
You landed on Vibs?
Yeah. Vibs.
Call Vibs.
Vibs.
Who the fuck is Australian Tim?
I'll call Vibs fast.
Wow, who are they? Do you have these people in mind, too? Oh, Ellie Schnittman would have been funny. I just finding it on.
It's Jeff. Can you give
him
the phone
ring? Oh, no. Vibsy.
Who the absolute fuck is Australian
I really
Tim?
Want to know Australian Tim.
Call him.
No.
Why?
Yeah, you got to call him now. Just call him. Wait, maybe he has a good answer. We don't know.
I want him to sound... I want him to not be Australian
not
at all.
A little
might
bit,
be an
yeah.
awesome guy.
Just call him.
Australian.
What does it matter? Call
Who cares?
You trying to see if you texted him before?
No, I'm trying to just type in Australian Tim.
I
like
him.
My text. Nothing.
He's probably a good guy.
Have you ever text? You never text him or anything?
No.
Did you ever meet anyone named Tim from
it's
Australia?
It's got to be someone from like college.
Can you please call
him? Just call him.
All right, fine. Then I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I want to hear who.
What? What? You're going to say?
Why is
I'm going to say,
I'm going to say.
I wonder if he has your number programmed in. Put it up.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan Taylor pan at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Australian Tim doing?
What's the matter?
Hello?
I want to hear the voice.
Please have a voicemail.
Yeah. Right. Australian.
Wade is off-road,
ripping the trails,
and living the dream. And you may or may not get a return
phone call. What the fuck is that? What the fuck was that?
What did that say? Tim is off.
Yes.
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 Wait,
what are
dream?
You doing on your off time? What
living
the dream.
What is
this? Who is the that? Fuck is Australian Tim?
What's the area code?
Wyoming.
What the fuck is this guy?
Living the dream.
Why was he like doing like?
It's gotta
Darth
be from
Vader.
Like some random work.
That was
video.
The scariest what? Voice.
That was horrifying.
It said like he's off road living the dream.
Yeah.
What?
Probably can't come to the phone right now.
Definitely not Australian.
No, that guy did not sound Australian
at
all.
No, but that wasn't Tim. That was Tim's, it sounded like someone speaking for Tim, like Tim's off-road, living the dream.
Why would you have that guy speak for you?
Who the fuck is, I'm just going through Tim's I follow on Instagram.
That's so, all right, so who are we actually?
That was like unsettling. I did not like that voice. I made me upset.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Australian Tim?
Are you looking at Instagram for Australian Tim?
No, I just Tim.
Ugh.
Living the dream.
Yes. Oh, my buddy Praddock. I'll ask him.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
Ugh.
Fuck, he's probably at work.
I'm going to text like a few different.
Yo, friends. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Could you give me an answer? Which one of these things do you think would make a better Olympic game? Like something you'd watch, like competition wise, us versus the world. Parallel parking, where like it's you have to perfectly parallel park, and like each round, like the two cars that you're parking between get a little bit closer together, or like a vision competition, where like you have like they keep backing up like the sign you have to read over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think I'd say parallel parking.
Parallel parking.
Yeah, as an Olympic sport?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be entertaining.
Yeah, I agree with you. I voted with the same thing. All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Later.
All right.
Parallel parking it is. Thank you,
Praddock. Was that Praddock, you said?
Praddock.
Praddock. All right, Praddock.
Shout out to Praddock. All right, parallel parking.
Who the fuck is Australian Tim?
I am.
This is driving
Did
me.
Did you text him?
No, I'm texting like a high school friend group and a college friend group.
To see which one knows who Australian Tim is?
If any of them. Now, I will say there are times, and this is a bad habit of mine, and I've gotten better at it, but if I'm like out at a bar drunk and like a stoolie or something comes up and is like, oh, like, you know, take down my number. And yeah. Like, I'm never good at being like, no, I don't want to give you my
number. It's a really hard conversation. Like, yeah. How do you, you said you're getting better at that? How do you, like, say, like, it's hard
I say, like, email me or DM me.
Oh, that's smart.
The, so I'm trying to think of, like, have you ever been to Wyoming for, like, any of the events or anything like that?
No.
Anywhere.
The other thing I thought of is, like, maybe, like, something I did with Sydney Wells, like, if it's outdoors.
Australian Tim, though.
I just think you remember that voice. I'm, like, really unsettled by that voice. And it's you like Benicio del Toro in Denimora. Yeah,
you would definitely remember, like, an Australian man you met, too. That's so specific.
That's why I'm thinking it's a random, just drunk dude.
Australian Tim.
Have you seen that Denimora show?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. So scary.
Parallel parking is to move on as we try to get to the bottom of Australian Tim. Mini golf, extreme mini golf versus the touching the car thing. Like, who can stay the longest touch to a single item? Start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go with extreme mini golf. I think there's something to be. I think that, like we just said earlier, like that probably should be an event.
Yeah. I'm going to text Australia.
Please do.
I'm sorry. I know this is a weird question.
Oh, say, Tim, give me a call back.
Yes, please.
Don't even act like you don't know so we can get a call back.
Yes.
Yeah. I know this is.
No.
Because I'm genuinely curious.
Well, yes. if you coach back, you could talk to him. Like, please give me a ring back. You know.
He's off road having a fucking adventure.
Yeah,
he's
having a good time. He's having an adventure.
Yeah, whatever that means.
But yeah, so Parallel Parks, we have two for mini golf right now because I'm voting for mini golf too. I do think that'd be legitimately a good. Off-roading or a good Olympic event, Tommy.
He's too.
Sorry, I'm texting Australian.
He's locked in Australian team. Marty.
So it's mini golf
versus
or
the touching the car.
Touching the car, mini golf for sure. Yeah,
mini golf's gonna win regardless.
You know, Tommy. You know what? It's gonna be so underwhelming. It's gonna be you met once.
Some stewie that's not Australian.
He's on his fourth sentence right now.
I know. Like, this is
Australian.
Like,
oh, could it be someone on one of Dana Beer's bachelor parties? That feels like a character. I'm going to say no 16 anyway. I'm scrolling through random contacts on my phone right now with friends, and I have to ask, how do we have each other's numbers? I just have you in as Australian Tim. I'm just going to say it. I now have to know.
He is this poor fucking guy. So mini golf versus parallel parking to go into the finals.
Are you saying who you are?
No.
Because he might not have you in this phone at all.
Also true.
Yeah, I don't know what to. I don't know how to handle this. Who the fuck is
Australian?
I'm going to try. We'll reverse look up his phone number later. We'll find who this guy is. So to go into the finals, mini golf versus parallel parking, Marty.
I'm going to go mini golf.
First parallel parking?
Yeah.
Mini golf.
I'm going mini golf as well. The more I think about it, the more I can actually see it as an actual Olympic event.
Mini golf probably should be an event. Mini golf.
Yeah. Mini golf.
Parallel parking is cool. Driving would be an awesome one, but if we're just simplifying it to the actual thing, mini golf.
So mini golf versus the grocery bag competition that we talked about earlier to win the competition. Clemmer.
This is tough.
So I just want to make sure, sanctity bracket. The question was what now exactly?
We said...
What non-athletic event
which non-athletic event should be in the Olympics.
Is mini golf an athletic event?
Like
it gets that's where it
toes
gets
that line,
gets
right?
Hairy.
Yeah. But like you don't need to be an
But like also like there is people that are good at mini golf that are really bad athletes.
Yeah, we had that guy we just hired who's like an incredible golfer.
But like golf is in the Olympics already.
Yeah, but this mini golf's a totally different.
Mini golf
game.
Is definitely not.
It isn't. Like the guys that won mini golf.
There are mini golfers
in our event. We're all good golfers.
But I'm sure, like a mini golfer, like the best mini golfer, would smoke any of the top golfers in the world.
There is a mini golf like league.
Yeah, there is.
I've seen that, and they're really fucking good.
Mini golfers, of course. I'm gonna say, thanks to the bracket here. I'm gonna say mini golf is a better event potentially, but I think grocery bagging is what we're trying to do here.
After that explanation, I think I would agree with you. I do think that would be fun, really fun to watch the strategy and to watch the type of, like, who wins that? I have no idea. Like, the build of person. Do these stand to have, like, really long arms and, like, really, like, I don't know, like, intuitive thinking or, like, because I'm assuming you can practice whatever items you want, but then the items they give you during the Olympic could be random. Yeah. I'm sure they change it between rounds. I don't know. Tommy?
I'm just so hung up on Australia.
Fucking guy.
It's gonna be some random guy.
Who cares?
Why would I put him in Australia?
I have probably
Australian
so many people in this phone that I don't remember.
All sorts of people probably I don't know.
But like, here's the thing though. Yes, in that scenario where it's you know drunk and a stoolie and I give him my number,
which you do. You have more. You give guys your number more than girls.
That's probably true.
Really? Yeah.
No, I've gotten better at it. But
it is, no, I'm going to give Tom credit. Like, it is hard to say because they, because they'll ask.
No.
But okay, but here's the thing.
It's not. I've gotten asked my number all the time. I said, no, I just don't give my number.
I know.
That's what I say.
Just DM me on Instagram.
But here's the thing. Even if it is that scenario, right? Okay, fine. I gave this guy my number. That can't be it because he would have texted me or I would have texted him. No, I just went in my contacts and created a contact for Australian Tim.
Can you see when you created a contact for someone?
Is it like, you know how Facebook will kick in some like parts like into your contact list automatically if you sync up with it?
Yeah. But wait, what's the point of you having a log of everything you do if you didn't write Australian?
No shit.
Yeah, that's a good question. You do that. Well, it could be before the log.
Or you were blacked out from when you did it.
Do you type it all or you handwrite it?
The log is
how
long?
No, it's in my Google Docs.
So you can control F, Australian Tim.
Can you do that on...
On Google Docs, yeah.
You can search it.
No, on your phone.
I think so, right?
Find and replace?
Yeah.
I'm just going to type in Tim.
Or Australian.
Quit out.
Like Australian.
Australian probably use less than Tim.
Should we have... Yeah, but...
I think try it on the computer later. Let me see if we can...
The people have to know.
Well, I was thinking if we get to the bottom of this, I could stitch it in and post.
This episode can't
end.
I'm going to run and get my laptop right now.
People are driving to work right now, afraid to even go in the office until they hear this... The resolution of Australian Tim.
Let's see. Are you going to go with mini golf or are you going to go with the grocery?
I'm going to go with grocery.
So that means that grocery bags, the grocery bag Olympics or whatever we're going to call it, is going to win.
But that is really an afterthought compared to the real story.
The real story, Australian.
This is Australian Tim. Someone Tommy may have met at a bar 3 years ago.
We should just end it and not let anyone know. Because it's going to be the most underwhelming
thing. This is going to be so stupid.
Of all time.
Oh, I did meet him at a bar 3 years ago. Yeah. And, you know.
Minus time.
But Tommy literally thinks he's the main character in all of our lives.
Correct.
So we all need to know.
Also, I've given my numbers to like stewards and stuff before. They haven't necessarily texted me back. So they just like want the number. God only knows why.
Like, any idea how Australian Tim is? He looks like a 10
head. 10
head,
good.
Yeah. How the fuck would he know?
I don't know. Maybe it's something.
I tried looking up Australia Tim.
It's in your phone and you don't know. How the fuck would he know?
I'm fucking getting evidence here, Clemmer.
Not a lot of Australian Tims.
No?
There's Wikipedia for Australians named Tim.
You think that he was in Wikipedia?
No.
No, probably not.
Tim Cahill?
That's a pitcher. No?
Tim Cahill.
There's
a soccer
player.
No, there was a Cahill pitcher on the A's.
You're a Cahill.
I know, but do you remember that? The Cahill?
Trevor Cahill.
Trevor Cahill. Yeah.
He was on the A's?
Yeah.
Tim, there's 445.
Okay, try Australia.
No, Australia. I just have to have Australia Wagyus for dinner.
But how did it be like 10?
I'm guessing. Honestly, Tommy, it might have been so inconsequential it wasn't even your log.
How many? Well, it also could be pre-log.
When does the log begin?
The log begins in 2021.
Dude, Tim with
so
like
for
a
someone
space.
From college.
Well, Australia, yeah.
Yeah, let me try Tim with a space.
Because that way we'll get rid of time.
Oh, seven. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Tim Robinson.
No. That's the guy. That's a funny guy.
Life and Times of Tim.
That's a cartoon.
Life and Times of Tim.
What's the Life and Times of Tim?
Tim Benz when I made the Arrested Mincy. Tim Benz.
Oh, that was funny.
Wait a minute. No, that's not it.
This
Tim,
is...
sales guy at Borstal. Oh, could it be?
Could it be him?
Is Tim these? Well, no, Tim's
we
our sales
know
guy's not out
an
there.
Australian guy here.
Yeah,
maybe Australian.
And he's
inside
off,
joke.
And he's off-roading, crushing
here in Chicago one night. Good night, John Boy. The bunch of people: MB, Nick, his sales guy, Tim, Greer, Tom Lay. But why would I?
Wait, who's sales guy Tim?
Tim is some guy that...
Wait, isn't there a Tim that's that works...
This, honestly...
Watch, the next smoke show's going to be...
Who the hell is Australian Tim?
Like, this, though, is, like, the really, like, behind the scenes of, like, how things really are in the office. Yes. This is, like, this is what we do when we're not taping is stupid mysteries like this.
Who is this guy?
We just happen to be on mic for this one.
I'm texting Nick Mulcahy.
Is it this guy?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Tim is?
Call him back again.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy I'm thinking of.
Okay, and I'm assuming that's not Australian.
Oh, is there any Australian connection there?
No, and he's from... We went to West New England University, which means you think he's not from Wyoming. Yeah. I don't know. We're gonna figure this out, and if you ever discover it, we'll put it in post for you guys.
I hope he's a good guy.
You what?
I hope he's not like not that voice. I'm gonna kill you for
that voice.
I think that was like a machine recording.
I don't think there's a machine. What machine? Call him again and play it again.
I'm not calling.
Call
him again.
Why not?
We'll play it back.
We'll play it back.
Yeah.
Just call him again.
But we'll be back next week. Next week, the Yak Guys will be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. We might be able to patch.
Wait, hold
not
on.
Sure.
What's his number?
Oh yeah, Google his number.
No, Nick Mulcahy said yes.
Guess what?
Yeah. Where does the number end in? If Nick has it.
Oh. It's
my
ending.
Friend from college sent me the link of a Fordham basketball player.
All right.
Who I did know, but his name's not Tim. His name's.
Is he from Australia?
Only Australian I knew at Fordham.
But why would he?
He's not Tim.
My friend just sent this kid's profile. Said only Australian I knew. Yeah. His name's Dakiva.
There's a candy in Australia called Tim Tams.
All right. We're done.
Wait. I got Nimble. No. Mulcahy's kid's number is not 307. Who the fuck is Australian Tim?
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.